Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining me right now in the studio, we have Carbon County Commissioner Jake Meller. And Jake, I always look forward to the weekly interviews. Thank you again for stopping by.
You know, Jordan, it's always good to see what we can't do to educate the public and to bring about awareness of what's going on in Carbon County.
Well, as far as bringing awareness, I mean, there is definitely plenty to talk about right now. I've noticed that a hot topic throughout the entire county, the cities, I've even really picked up on a lot of people from out of the area talking about it. It's the local property tax increase, which numbers have been thrown around and people are obviously, and rightfully so, very concerned and very animated about this particular topic.
Well, let's talk about it, Jordan. Let's see what I can't do as far as shedding light on a few things.
Okay, so first off, if I say the local property tax increase at 700%, what does that mean? Tell me why.
Now, that's not a 700% on all of the property tax. If it were, that would be kind of scary, because if somebody pays $1,000 in property tax, that'd be $7,000 as a new bill. But that's not the case. We have various funds throughout the county that we operate out of. There's the general fund, which is kind of like the behemoth, the big fund. And then we have a municipal services fund that technically is money that is used for the unincorporated county. And that fund right now is actually very small. And so a 700% increase on a very small number is, well, still kind of a small number in comparison to the hundreds and thousands of everything else that we spend. So as an example, you might spend an additional $100 to $200 or a little more, depending on the value of your home, with the municipal services fund having a 700% increase.
That number, first off, where did the 700% come from? Where did you guys pick that number out? I mean, what brought that number to light?
You know, let's go back 30 years. Oh, well, maybe not that far. But, you know, over the last two or three decades, we have continued to add to government. Commissioners of the past, or just government employees in general, have added services to the menu of what we offer the citizens here. And those services most frequently have been paid for out of mineral lease dollars, which is not a guaranteed source of revenue, but it was treated as if it were. And because of that mineral lease funding that we received in such an abundance, we were able to do a lot of great things here in the community that honestly, without that money, we can no longer afford.
I know that it's a very, very difficult question to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyways. As far as the 700% goes, and you brought up, you know, 25, 30 years, is it responsible to hike it 700%? And if not, what happens if we don't either decrease our budget or increase our taxes? I think that question kind of works hand in hand with one another.
Jordan, that's a great question. And honestly, I appreciate you asking it because it's what the public needs to hear. Responsibility is a touchy thing. If we don't make up the difference from what we overspend compared to what we bring in, that would be irresponsible. So there's a couple ways of doing that. And you can definitely go through and slash the budget, or you can raise property taxes to cover the budget, or some mix in between. Responsible of the shock factor, any 700%, anything is kind of daunting. Even 45% is daunting. However, an increase on somebody's property tax bill of $100 to $200 is also daunting. Does it need to be? Is government too big? Are we offering more services than we have money to provide? Those are items that definitely need to be reviewed, Jordan. And in light of that, I have actually myself as a commissioner organized a group of citizens. And I've reached out to some business owners, to some soccer moms, to a variety of individuals throughout the community who will be meeting to discuss the budget and what it means to them as citizens of the county, and hopefully provide us with feedback on how they feel, Jordan. Because I feel that we will be having our open houses to let everyone come and talk to us. But more so than that, I'd like to empower a group of citizens to really become educated and really understand what we're going through right now as county commissioners and as county government, and provide us with feedback on whether they would like to have that increase in their property taxes, a slashing of the budgets, or some mix of the both.
How much input are the county commissioners willing to accept from a citizens committee? I'm sure that's the first question that comes out of everyone's mouth when they hear that there is going to be a citizens committee. How much input and how much feedback are you guys truly willing to accept in that regard?
You know, Jordan, future is yet to be determined. Definitely, there's three of us. We have to make decisions collectively that affect the entire county. I'm going to place a lot of value on the voice of the public. I'm going to place a lot of value on this group of 10 to 14 individuals and see what comes out of it.
Now, as far as the property tax increase, I want to go back to October 18th. Now, you were not there at that commission meeting, but you obviously know it inside and out. So kind of recap and give me a synopsis, if you will, of what actually went down on October 18th at the commission meeting.
The meeting was meant to be very educational in nature, and it was. Clerk Auditor Seth Ovison kind of gave us the lay of the land, if that makes sense. And the lay of the land is pretty bleak. Basically meaning that because of the loss of mineral lease dollars over the last several years, we no longer and haven't, for the last few years, been able to cover all the county annual expenses with the annual revenue. And as such, we are depleting our reserves. And we may eventually run out, so to speak, to where we don't have reserves to cover what we don't have in revenue over expenses. So it was proposed. Seth Ovison, clerk auditor, let us know what it would take if we were to raise property taxes. Because again, it's not his job to restructure, consolidate, or slash budgets necessarily. His job is to report to us as the commissioners what we need to do. And that's what he did. And the other commissioners presented over the years what monies we have received from mineral lease dollars, as well as and education on the decisions that we have to make. And, you know, the questions often being asked, which services do you enjoy the most from the county? And last year we had several budget hearings. When I say hearings, public meetings, where we educated the public on all the various services the county has to offer. And they're all recorded on YouTube and anybody can go and watch them.
Again, I'm being joined right now by Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller. As you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, this is not something that just popped up overnight. I mean, how long has this actually been a general discussion among the three Carbon County commissioners that we have right now? I mean, it didn't just pop up on October 18th, I would assume.
You know, since I became a commissioner, Jordan, it's been a topic of discussion. It's changed and morphed over time and became more and more serious. Last year, I really feel that perhaps a lot of these decisions we could have been made and we could have saved some of our rainy day funds, so to speak. But now we're faced with the obstacle and things have to happen in a really quick manner. Otherwise, there'll come a point in time when if we make no decision, as you've often heard, indecision is the worst decision. No decision would mean that at some future date we'd have to take out a loan in anticipation of revenue to cover county expenses.
Now, outside of the Citizens Committee, you guys also have a series of open houses, which will actually open up on November 8th and again on November 13th. Tell me the basis of these open houses and what the community can actually benefit by attending.
So there will be various county employees at these meetings, several of the elected officials as well. And at these meetings, it'll be kind of just a forum where people can walk up and have a private or group conversation with any one individual that they'd like to discuss the budgets with for their various departments or at the county in general. They can find out and receive more education on what each department does, and any questions they have will be given attention to.
I want to step away from the local property tax here for a moment. Let's talk about state income tax and the opportunity to potentially get 5% back. You and I had briefly talked about this before we hopped on air. This is something that I know you're very passionate about, and I'm going to let you give me the ins and outs of it.
So Jordan, because I'm a private business owner and I have some expertise in taxes, I sit on a career pathways committee for the State Department of Workforce Services, and I've been working with Senator Ralph Okerlund, and he's going to introduce a bill, which is great because of his health issues and other things. It makes it very difficult for him to participate actively. But he is an instrumental individual who will present a bill that will benefit rural Utah and our economies here locally. And at the heart of that bill is a scalable formula that will allow us who currently live here in rural Utah to receive our state income taxes back, and will also incentivize businesses who want to relocate here, expand here, or hire new people here, that they will also get their state income taxes back. So for all the people here, as an incentive to retain us, to keep us here, there'll be a little bump in your income where all that money that you're paying in state income taxes could come back. And it's not just for us here in Carbon County, but there'll be 8 or 9 different counties that would be recipients of this, and it would be scalable. There's a formula with 5 different matrix. Some of them include unemployment, rural density, job setback, and what type of economically diverse environment we live in. If everybody here just does one thing, or if there's a variety of different job opportunities, if that makes sense. So we've had the state economists put together this formula of which we're using, and Carbon County, Duchesne County, and there's a couple other counties nearby that would benefit the most and be full state income tax recipients as far as getting that money back and as an incentive for economic growth. And it's a very exciting bill. The Governor's Rural Partnership Board had a working committee that out of 69 items voted this as the number one item that could bring that could stimulate economic growth within rural Utah. The 7 county coalition also met and decided that this would be their number one item that they would present the governor that could make the most difference in rural Utah. And so this bill that little county commissioner me has put together, I mean, it's not a typical thing for a county commissioner to do at the state level, but Ralph Okerlund has asked for me to be the spokesperson on it, and it's kind of exciting. I don't know if it'll pass this legislative session, but the momentum it has and the support that it has already received from rural Utah is pretty big, and it could make a big difference here in Carbon County.
You talk about the legislative sessions. I mean, it's already November. They're popping up before we know it. I mean, as far as a time frame on this, a bill of this magnitude, I mean, it's not long. I mean, the time frame is very short, actually.
You're correct. Absolutely correct. A lot of things have to happen first. I am going to be meeting with Ralph Okerlund and the State Tax Commission and a bunch of other individuals just to iron out some details before we get the actual language put into the bill.
Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller, it's always a pleasure to get you in the studio. There's plenty to talk about right now. There's always plenty to talk about with you. So I'm very grateful for you taking out the time to stop by the studio. It's always fun.
It always is. And stay tuned. Come out to the open houses and definitely watch and hear what comes from this Citizens Committee.
Again, Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.